Heavenly Father, God, thank you for graciously giving us the Lord's Day that we could come and sing and hear your word preached and fellowship with one another and lift our prayers up to you, God. What a refreshing activity that you provide on your day for us to receive from you. Lord, may that continue just in this membership meeting as we communicate vision and communicate updates on our membership and communicate vision for the future. Lord, may you be with us as we desire to be with you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so the front part of this meeting is just like little teeny bits of church information. Hannah Young is going to have her baby imminently. And so on the 31st, January 31st of this month, there's going to have the Youngs are going to have an open house at Signature Point Clubhouse after church. That's a Sunday, right? So after church, open to everybody, member, non-member, whatever, if you want to come by and have snacks and fellowship and fun. So mark on your calendar if you'd like to go.
After church, when? What o'clock is
church? After church, 31st, baby fun day. Okay. Trying to see what order I want to do this in. Okay, so at the next membership meeting, which we hope to have either next month or March, we really want to communicate more and more with you guys on a regular basis as to what's happening. So we should have one in February or March. And at that meeting, we'll have our church constitution ready for anybody who would like to view it. It's pretty much already done, but we're putting some final touches on it. It's been done for years, but we want to make that available for everybody, as well as a book, Church of Order. So some of the other Reformed churches, like the URC and the PCA, have what's called a book of church order. And we think it's very, very valuable, because it's a way to have our policy open and available for everyone to look at. It helps you guys hold leadership accountable, because you can see what our doctrine is in this book of church order. We'll probably have it online available digitally. We probably will not print it, because we don't have a lot of money, as you will see today in our meeting. Okay, membership update. So since the last email that we sent out, giving the list of people who have chosen not to be at this church anymore, there has been other members who resigned their membership. The Kirsches, Andy and Megan, the Kirchers, Daniel and Amanda, and the Kirchers, Jeremy and Amy. We will miss them. We will truly miss them. We know that we will be united with them in heaven, and we are hoping that out of the people that have left, that some will return. And so we wanted to let you guys know about that. We do not feel like we parted on bad terms with them, but we wanted to make sure that you guys knew so there was no question lingering in your mind. Fun stuff, so I'll give you some good news now. Fun stuff, in March, at the end of March, at the beginning of April, we're going to have two visitors from England, Ian Alsop and Ben Rowell, I believe is how you say his name. They've been listening to our sermons on sermon audio for 2 or 3 years now. They love you guys. And I mean that. They listen to everything that The Well puts out, and they ask us questions about not just in email, but in phone conversations that Matt and I have had with them. They ask conversations about how the church is doing, how you guys are doing all the time. And they have chosen to come and spend 3 weeks with us at the end of March and the beginning of April. They're only coming to Boise for this. For this. So we're going to put them up. So... You know, English accents are pretty valuable these days. So if you want an English accent... Yeah. If you want an English accent in your home for a bit, come talk to us. We will have to probably share a little bit because I know that I'd like to spend some time with them. Please pray for that. Please pray for their safe trip. Please pray that the church will be edified when they're here and that they would be edified as well. They're spending a lot of money to come and be with us. So, think that's it for as far as the kind of irregular announcements. So our deacons, Sean and Jake, are going to take over the rest of the meeting. I'm talking about service and finances.
So before we get started, we've been talking a lot, and the deacons, the elders, and I know each of you are really thankful for everyone in the body, for the ways that everyone serves, the giftings that God has given everyone. So we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for how much time, treasure, and talent that you guys pour into this body for the good of our church and for the glory of God. So we do thank you all. At youth group on Thursday, Pastor Matt preached on the parable of the talents from Matthew 25. And so if you guys aren't familiar, I'll just brief summary. This master gives three different servants. One servant, he gives five talents. Another servant, he gives two. Another, he gives one talent. And the master goes away. When he comes back, the servant with five talents ends up gaining five more while he's gone. Invests those, gains five more, gives them back. Servant with two does the same thing. He gets two more, gives them back. And the master replies, "Well done, good and faithful servants." And then the one with one talent, servant with one talent, buries it for fear of the master and gives that one talent back. And the master says, "You wicked and slothful servant." And one of the things that Pastor Matt exposited through that text is that it's not just, it's talking about talent, it's talking about a unit of money. But that's not all it's talking about. It's talking about our time, our treasure, and our talents. The things that God has given us, and He's given us much, to use for His kingdom. Because if you notice in the parable, the servants give the money back. The money that they gain, the increase, the five or the two, that they gain back, they give it back to the master so that the master's estate could grow. And so that's why God gives us the resources that He's given us, is so that we can use it to grow the kingdom of God for the good of His church and for His glory. So the first thing that I would like to talk about is the financial state of the church. So I have some numbers here for you guys, so you guys can just kind of get a big picture overview of where our money's going, what kind of money's coming in. And after we're all done, we'll have a Q&A time. And if you want specifics about the budget, you can come talk to me. We can go over the budget stuff. So our monthly necessary budget, and this is stuff like salaries or utilities, those kind of things, rent, is $12,360. That's what we need to have two full-time pastors and to be in this building. Okay? Our total bank account, so what we have in our bank account, is $11,216. And this month, our January month-to-date tithe is $4,418. So we're almost halfway through the month, and we have a third of what we need to sustain our necessary budget for the month. And so we bring this to you guys, and again, we thank you for how much you've been giving to the body with your time, with your treasure, and with your talents. But we bring this to you because we want you to know that every time we fall short of our necessary budget, we have to make cuts. And the first thing that gets cut is pastor's salary. And with that being said, that means that Pastor Josh has to go back to work to do a few hours to make up for what we cannot provide. And so I just want to encourage you guys to look into areas that you might be able to give more. Pray about ways you guys can switch around your budget and hopefully give more to this body so that we can protect the pulpit. And the reason we want to do that, the reason we have everything set up in this church the way we do, whether it's budget, the way we have service designed, all these different things are to protect the preaching of the Word. So like Pastor Matt talked about today, when the Word is preached, what's hinging on that is life or death, right? That's how life or death, that's what it's hinged on, is the preaching of the Word. And preaching is a lot different than other means. Different than conversation, different than teaching. It's different because what it is a heralding of God's glory, right? It's an exaltation of Christ from Scripture. It's So no matter what passage Pastor Matt or Pastor Josh are preaching on, it's always aimed at glorifying God through the exaltation of Him and the proclamation of the gospel. And so there's something special about preaching. Martin Lloyd-Jones defined it as logic on fire. I don't know if you guys have heard that before, but I think it's a pretty cool quote. So it's a really special thing we view as God's chief way of bringing sinners to Himself. It's through the preaching of the gospel, through the preaching of His word. And we have set aside two men to do that full time. And the only way they can do that full time is by us paying their salaries. And if we can't do that, then they can't do that. And it's a heavy, weighty thing that they do when they preach. And we want to try to uphold that as much as we can through finances. And so just like I mentioned in the parable of the talents, we have the time. We always talk about the three T's, time, treasure, talents. We talked about treasure. Time and talents. Talents could be kind of summed up in giftings or in service, right? Two different things. I want to read you guys this text from 1 Corinthians 12, because Paul really encourages us and explains why God has given different gifts and different types of service to the body the way that He has. So 1 Corinthians 12. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all and everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. So God's giving service, these varieties of service, these variety of gifts for the common good. Common good of what? The church. And then after that, Paul goes on and he gives a few examples of types of service and types of gifts. And it's not an exhaustive list. So Jake will come up a little bit later and talk to you guys a little bit more about ways we can serve. And so he'll explain that it's not an exhaustive thing. There's numbers of ways that we can serve, numbers of gifts that God has given for the good of His church and for His glory. So Paul continues. And he says, all these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as He wills. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we are baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as He chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. So what Paul is doing here is he is exhorting, he's encouraging the Corinthians and every one of you who feel like maybe you're discontent with the area of service or the giftings God has given you, or you feel useless in the service, you just don't know where to go, or maybe you feel you're not, you don't have the ability to do certain things. Paul is exhorting you. He's saying, no, all of these things are honorable, and we should desire to serve in the giftings God has given and in the areas of service that God has provided. And again, one of Pastor Matt's classes on service, his big idea was that it is the norm that all Christians, upon conversion, serve immediately in the giftings that God has given them and in the exact phase in which our local church is in. And so, every single one of you has gifts, has the ability to serve in different areas because God has given you those abilities. That's what 1 Corinthians 12 says. Ephesians 4 says that it is the duty of the elders to discern between those gifts. And so if some of you feel like, well, I have giftings, I want to serve in these areas, but you guys don't have, we don't have them at our church. We don't have this particular ministry, or somebody's already doing that. Don't feel that way. If you want to serve in a particular way, or if you feel like you have a gift that's not being utilized, please come to us. Tell us, I want to do this, and we'll try the best we can to make it happen. Because probably the reason that your gift's not being used or that particular ministry isn't in place is because God's gifted you as a member of His body to be that hand, that foot, that arm, whatever, to serve in that way for the good of the body and for His glory. And we need you to come to us and tell us that that's what you want to do. And so from that, we do have some areas of service in mind that we need people in. And so I'll turn it over to Mr. Rowe there. And yes.
All right, I'm just going to piggyback off what Sean said. And my mission here is to convince you biblically that you're commanded to serve and that God has equipped you to serve. So I'm going to read a couple Bible verses here. So I'm going to use a hopefully familiar outline here, doctrine, duty, and delight. So from the Bible, from God's mouth here, Galatians 5:13. For you are called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. So you're commanded to serve one another, especially those in this building here, this body. And off that one, I'm going to jump to 1 Peter 4:10. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. So it doesn't say if God has given you a gift. It says as each has received a gift. So you all have a gift. Right now, for the last 2 years, I apparently have the gift of cleaning toilets. Thank you so much. But that is a gift that I would love to pass on to somebody else. to free me and Mr. Will Lindsay there up for some other areas of service as deacons that we really need to take care of. So that's the doctrine. You're commanded. I know that some of us think it's an option. But you are commanded to serve. And I'm going to combine duty and delight here. So obviously, it's your duty to serve. If God has commanded it, it's your duty. Now, it's not my place to tell you in what capacity you should be serving, because like we just read, we're all given different gifts. But I'm going to let you know in a secret, it doesn't really take a gifting to clean toilets. That's just a service that needs taken care of. I'm sure like me, a lot of you have come out of different churches that were larger and had a huge budget, and they had the blessing of being able to pay people to do a lot of the things that need taken care of here at this church. Cleaning, vacuuming, cleaning dishes, mopping, restocking supplies. These are all things that need done that we don't necessarily think about. And I definitely didn't think about it. And it wasn't on my mind until I and a few other people had to start taking care of these things. So our duty is that we do need to serve in some kind of capacity. And our delight in that, I'm going to read Colossians 3:23-24. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. So I know it sounds a little silly, but when me and Will are scrubbing toilets and mopping floors, we're actually doing that to Christ. So some of you, I'm going to try to tear down some of these barriers. Some of you think, well, I haven't really been gifted with anything, or I need to pray about it. Well, you don't need to pray about it because God's commanded you to. Maybe you do need to pray about in what capacity you would like to serve, but there are many things that need taken care of that you could help us with. And it's a total cliche, but many hands make a light load. Well, right now, it's a few hands and it's an incredibly heavy load that we would like to have some taken off our shoulders and distributed throughout. So here's the good part. I and my colleagues here have done the hard work for you. You don't even have to think of how to serve right now. We're going to tell you and give you opportunities to cash in on these rewards. So I'm going to pass these around. One side, it's the same thing. These are just duplicates. I'm going to start one here. I'll start one here, and then I'll use these and pass them around as I go. Children's ministry. Right now there's only, what, three families?
Yeah.
Three families, which is awesome, but...
So that's just for the
Yeah, so I'll get to nursery too. So it's just to teach classes to the kids, not just. It's awesome. It's a wonderful opportunity for our students, but it's also an opportunity for you to learn. And the best thing about it is you only have to stay one step ahead of the children. And we have the lessons there ready. You just need to read the passage, make it your own, make a few notes. And then, like I said, just be one step ahead of the kids. But obviously, the more people we have on that list, then the less we have to be removed from service as well. Right now, it's at least once a month, some people twice a month. And if we have more, then it could be once every other month or every other month. And there is places for you to sign up on these. And I have 10.
Ministry month, if you guys do feel called to serve in that way, if you could please put which, if you want to do before service, there's two options for the 9 a.m. One during Sunday school and then during service. So if you like to do one of those or both, just please specify.
Thank you. Weekly shopping for Lizzie. One of our commands is to take care of widows and those in need. So right now, it's one or two people taking care of this. And it's not a huge burden. But, once again, the more people we have on this, the less other people have to do it. I know we're all busy, but it takes less than an hour. You hit a couple stores for her. They all have a list, itemized list of where to get it. Exactly how many you need to get. And then it gives you a chance to stop in by Lizzie's and just fellowship with her for a while. And even a better idea is maybe bring dinner along with it and you can sit and fellowship, because we know that Lizzie loves to fellowship but just doesn't have a lot of opportunities, kind of being homebound. So the more people, the better for that one too. This only requires one person. Take them a meal coordinator. We just recently realized that a couple had fallen through the cracks because maybe they weren't necessarily tied into a small group or hadn't been in a while. And they didn't get any meals when they had a baby, and that's just not okay. And I think it's because too many people are doing it. So in an effort to streamline this, if one person who's familiar would take them a meal, could... Okay, great. Look at that. One down. And then, so, to help BJ out with that, if you know of anybody that needs a meal or is going to have a baby soon, she's going to be your go-to person. And these will be up on the bulletin board with numbers to call and people who to send it to, and hopefully we won't have any more of that where it slips through. PowerPoint operator. Just to operate the PowerPoint. If you can push forward and backwards with your fingers and follow along with notes, you are more than gifted for this. And once again, the more people we have doing that, the less one person has to do it every week and maybe can concentrate a little bit more on the sermon. Outside upkeep. During the summer months, once it starts getting nice out, we have to make sure that the lawn is getting watered because our sprinklers are broken right now. And the lawn obviously needs mowed and trimmed. So if that's something you don't mind doing, and once again, this doesn't need to be just one person. We could get a rotation going to where it's not completely on your shoulders. So anything that kind of needs done, killing weeds, that kind of stuff, this would be the sheet for you to sign up on that. And this one. This one right now occupies two of the three deacons' time that we would really love taken off our shoulders ASAP. We've done it faithfully for 2 years, and I think it's time to pass it on to somebody else. And it's really not that hard, and I'm sure you've all done it before. It's just cleaning the bathrooms and the kitchen. And if you have a couple people... Okay, awesome. Thank you very much. Yeah. Great. And on most of these, I guess I didn't really explain the form because you guys are going to see it here in a minute. One says coordinator, overseer. That would be the go-to person. Not necessarily the one doing it, but the one that's willing to fill in if somebody gets sick or can't make it. And the one that's willing to set up the schedule and make sure whoever knows who's up next is up next, like texting them the night before or something. So some of those require the coordinator and then the servants themselves under that who are willing to do it. So yeah. And then last but not least is nursery, and we forgot to make an official doc, so I made it really quick this morning. If you use nursery, this would be an awesome time for you to give back and to serve and get into that rotation to free up some of the moms who are in there almost every week. So maybe if you do have a child that you use with nursery, maybe you could also jump in on that schedule too, so more people can be in the service more often. Yes?
So can mother-daughters do it, or do they still have to have two adults over 21?
I plead the fifth. So hopefully we've convinced you that you are commanded to serve and that in some capacity you can serve this local body. Now this is absolutely not an exhaustive list of the things that have to be taken care of for this church to run smoothly and with excellence. We want to do everything we do with excellence. So, like Sean said, if you have any ideas, or if you see things that are being neglected, which I'm sure there probably are, these are just kind of the bare bones things, like Sean was talking about the budget, that need to be done for our church to look halfway presentable to guests and for us. If you can think of anything else, or you have in mind a different way that you can serve this church, please get in contact with Will, Sean, or myself, and we'll start a new one of those lists and hopefully get some more people involved. So I think that's it. If we don't...
I want to say one more thing. If I can borrow that from
you. You may, sir.
Something I wanted to also mention was, in case there's any confusion on who can serve where in what particular ministries, so I know there has been confusion in the past, specifically... with gender roles in serving and within ministry. So biblically, women are only excluded from the office of elder and deacon, right? Because Paul argues in 2 Timothy that it is because they are, because of the creation order, they're not to be in a position over authority over man, right? So other areas of service, so speaking specifically to women right now, If you feel called to serve in a particular area and maybe you feel like you haven't been able to before or you're just not sure, please come to us if you would like to serve in that area and let us know. And we'd like to get you plugged in to serve in any way you can. And to everyone as a whole, I know because I feel this way often, you might feel inadequate to serve in a particular area. You might feel like, man, I'm not fit to do that particular thing. I've talked to Pastor Josh about this, and his response is really encouraging. He told me, good, you should feel that way, because that causes us to rely on God's strength and service. Like that verse in 1 Peter that Jake read, we're to serve in the strength that God has given. So if you feel that, if you feel inadequate, good. Continue to feel that way, because you are, and we need to rely on the strength of God to serve His body, for the good of all believers, for the good of our church, and for His glory. So that's all we got. We do want to open up for a time of questions. So if you guys have questions about anything Pastor Josh talked about, anything that Jake or I talked about, or just anything in general, feel free to ask. Okay.
Jacob, I've noticed in our bulletin that we've had, you know, there have been many months when we have not met whatever it was that you were, that said was our operating cost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious, what has happened in the past, because obviously the lights are still on, you know, what has happened in the past,
So, before our number, our budget number was what, like 16, I think. And that was a budget that would include things like saving up for more sound equipment, because our sound equipment is falling apart. Savings and those type of things.
And Obamacare projections. Yeah. There was a projection of Obamacare that we were looking at.
Yeah.
Found other ways to do some.
So, and we recognize that has been confusing, because if you look, it's 16,000 for like 8 months in a row, they haven't made it, so how are they still, we're robbing people. but, so we wanted to make it less confusing, so we'll cover it.